China shares rare moon rocks with U.S. despite trade tensions, date modified colon 2025-04-25T04:14:30.624Z, description colon 2 U.S. institutions have been granted access to samples collected by the Chang'e-5 mission in 2020. China shares rare moon rocks with U.S. despite trade war, 5 days ago, save, KOHU BBC News, save, Getty Images, Chinese researchers can't access NASA's moon samples because of restrictions from U.S. lawmakers, China will let scientists from 6 countries, including the U.S., examine the rocks it collected from the moon, a scientific collaboration that comes as the 2 countries remain locked in a bitter trade war. 2 NASA-funded U.S. institutions have been granted access to the lunar samples collected by the Chang'e-5 mission in 2020, the China National Space Administration, CNSA, said on Thursday. CNSA Chief Shan Zhong said that the samples were a shared treasure for all humanity, local media reported. Chinese researchers have not been able to access NASA's moon samples because of restrictions imposed by U.S. lawmakers on the space agency's collaboration with China. Under the 2011 law, NASA is banned from collaboration with China or any Chinese-owned companies unless it is specifically authorized by Congress. But John Logsdon, the former director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University, told BBC NewsHour that the latest exchange of moon rocks have very little to do with politics. While there are controls on space technology, the examination of lunar samples had nothing of military significance, he said. It's international cooperation in science which is the norm. Washington has imposed tariffs on Chinese goods that go up to 245%, while Beijing has hit back with 125% tariffs on U.S. goods. U.S. President Donald Trump previously hinted at a de-escalation in the trade war, but Beijing has denied that there were negotiations between the two sides. In 2023, the CNSA put out a call for applications to study its Chang'e-5 moon samples. What's special about the Chang'e-5 moon samples is that they seem to be a billion years younger than those collected from Apollo missions, Dr. Logsdon said. So it suggests that volcanic activity went on in the moon more recently than people had thought. Space officials from the US and China had reportedly tried to negotiate an exchange of moon samples last year, but it appears the deal did not materialize. Besides Brown University and Stony Brook University in the US, the other winning bids came from institutions in France, Germany, Japan, Pakistan, the UK. Shan, from the CNSA, said the agency will maintain an increasingly active and open stance in international space exchange and cooperation, including along the Space Information Corridor under the Belt and Road Initiative. I believe China's circle of friends in space will continue to grow, he said, Asia-China.